Hello, hello, hello. What's going on? This is me. I hope you guys are having a magnificent evening right now. It's almost 2018 and I really don't like giving dates or years or anything because people probably by the time you hear this episode, it probably be 2030, 2040. Who knows? But right now it's 2018. So this is it. I want to talk today about a very specific topic. But first of all, I want to say thank you for tuning in. And if you're not following me on Instagram, make sure that you follow me on Instagram under Voodoo Priest Man. And if you are listening to this podcast through YouTube, make sure you subscribe. And also go ahead and follow me on Instagram where I spend a lot of my time. Back to the topic, I want to talk about, I would say, vampires and at the same token, people who take our energy. And what I mean by that, I mean by not following the same frequency that we have going on when it comes to whatever it is that we're doing. It's very important that I speak about this because many of us, including myself, have experienced allowing other people and being around other people that didn't serve a purpose. And even though everybody served a purpose for whatever reason, didn't serve the purpose for me to actually feeling content or feeling satisfied of being around them, because either they were sucking on my energy or whether they were not on the same frequency as me because of my interests or some of the things that I enjoy doing, that they were not in somewhat manifested in them. So they didn't fit the criteria or of the people of myself, of somebody that I would hang with. So I want to say this because many people always, not always, but sometimes complain or say that they wish their parents or they wish their significant others or they wish their spouse or their siblings or somebody did the same things they did. So here you go. We're going to give you an example. You starting a business. So you are super excited of opening a business and you want to bring all your family in because that's who you care about and that's who you're going to go after because your family is your family. So you want to incorporate them. So you talk to them about your business and you're super excited. And guess what? They're not paying you no mind because they could care less about anything that you're speaking. To be honest, they don't even care because it's not in their DNA. It's not in their blood. They don't want to be entrepreneurs. They don't care about what you're talking about. Even though you want to bring them on board, they're not speaking the same lingo as you. And guess what? That gets us to a point of feeling that we're not motivated enough to actually pursue. And sometimes we don't even pursue it because we start overanalyzing and thinking if we're making the right move because other people cannot see it. And that's a mistake. So if you are opening a business or if you are looking for an opportunity, whatever it is, anything, any type of, even if it comes to a relationship and you want somebody in your relationship and people do not approve them for whatever reason, just follow your heart. Follow your heart and follow the people that will listen to you about what it is that you want to talk about. Back again to come to the business. So you want to open up a business, you got to be hanging around people who like businesses, people who are entrepreneurs or people who are entrepreneur that got that mindset of being an entrepreneur. Or if you are a rapper, you got to be around people who love music. So if your friends don't like music the way that you do, what purpose do they serve by them not liking music the much that you like music? So one thing is going to happen. You're going to be bored. You're going to be disappointed. You're going to be sad because you're going to be like, I can't believe that my friends, in quote, don't like music the way I do. So guess what? That person at that moment become a vampire. I'm not saying that I'm not a vampire because I am a vampire to all the people that don't follow the frequency that I got flowing within myself. So pay very close attention and make sure that you are focusing on what's important to you and not what's important of other people think should be for you, and find the tribe of the people who will enjoy the same things that you enjoy. So if you want to be an artist or if you are wanting to be an actor, hang around people who love talking about acting and rapping and all that, because guess what? Those are the people that are going to continue to help motivate one another in order for you to make it what you got to make it for. So we're saying to ourselves, look, this person is draining me. No, they're not draining you. You allowing them to drain you because you have choices. So you have choices either to speak to your family and friends about things that they don't care about, or you have choices of just keeping them separately and you finding a way where you find people who will listen and who will be as excited as you are at those topics. So the frequency must be there in order for you to be able to receive the blessings. Once again, the frequency must be there in order for you to receive the blessings. Remember, like attract like. What you want wants you. What you're looking for is looking for you. So all you have to do is just look for a way to connect with the people that are not going to be leeches. They're not going to be leeching on you and not giving you anything emotionally that you're seeking in the process. So don't say that you are around people who are toxic. You are around people who are toxic because you want to be around people who you call to be toxic. You have the choice. They're not having you on gunpoint telling you that, asking you to be with them and be around them because that's what it is. You are looking for that. You are in a situation where you are dealing with that because you want to deal with it. So if you already know somebody doesn't follow the same hunger as you, go ahead and replace them. I know it sounds horrible to say to replace somebody and that you got to love people for who they are. But if you are looking to build an empire and you have a friend that likes working in restaurants, which is okay, ain't nothing bad about somebody who wants to work in a restaurant, but they have a different agenda and you're looking to travel 6-8 times a year, but your friend can't because they only have 2 days out of the year for vacation. Guess what? You got to start looking for friends who are going to be on the same note and at the same time are going to want to travel 6-8 times a year as well because they can. Stop trying to change people. Guys, I don't even like using the word trying, but sometimes it fits the bill. Don't change nobody. People are who they are, and they're going to die who they are unless they want to change on their own. So stop that. You know, you can't say, you know what I mean? I hear that all the time. So you know what I mean? Instead of you frustrating yourself, change your environment. Change the people you socialize with. Change the people that you talk to. It's not easy. I'm not saying that it's easy, but once you detach yourself from that addiction that you have with that person, you're going to feel much better. Then you're going to start feeling that opportunities are coming your way. They don't care about what you do. They don't care about what you got going on. So why are you coming home talking about you had a long day at the rapping session when that person who actually raps don't care? The people who they speaking to don't care about music. It's a waste of time. I'm sorry. Sometimes our worst enemies in that aspect is our own family. We talk to them because we know that we trust them. So we want to tell them everything that brings us joy. And they looking at us like we retarded. So you know what I mean? Like my family says to me all the time, hey, you so quiet. You hardly speak. I used to speak like 5 million words per minute. And I still do. I speak like 1 million words per minute. I speak super fast. However, I stop talking to people who don't give a fuck about what I got to talk about. Excuse my French, but I love speaking French. So, you get that point. So now what happened when it comes to spirituality? Yes, those spiritual vampires. The vampires and the people that are not in a position to actually understand your spiritual science because they are still in somewhat sleeping. They in a coma. Or their frequencies are not rising the same way your frequency is rising because you are too elevated spiritually. So you're looking for a way to convert them. So now you sound like a Christian. I hear many people telling me, yo, Voodoo, guess what? I tried to speak to my brother. I tried to speak to my sister. I tried to speak to my friend about them getting to know about what I do, about being conscious and all that. That is preaching. That is converting. Don't try to convert nobody. Guess what? That's their journey. If they speak about it and they want to know about what you talk about and they show interest and they follow through, then that's somebody that you must help. But don't try to convince somebody to see the point or see life the way you see it because they're not going to see it. And it's fucked up that you could be with a significant other and they are on the different page. That's the worst. You can't even be with your significant other and enjoy one another about topics or watching documentaries, you know, like some of my documentaries, because I got to include myself, because guess what? I am the king of all kings. I am the king of all witches. So I am the supreme. That's right. Voodoo Priest Man. I am the supreme. Recognize that. But yeah, guys, all I'm saying is change your frequencies. Don't allow frequencies of other vibrations or other dimensional people get on your way of actually affecting you or affecting your flow. Your flow should not change. You should change who you keep around your flow. And I promise you, you're going to feel much better. If your friends don't care about you talking about love life and about all your love issues, find the ones that do. Don't try to convert them. Use their laws. Guys, once again, I hope that you enjoy my podcast. I mean, now I got more time to speak. And I like the fact that these segments are getting, you know, longer, whatever. It's going to be a lot going on. I have a second interview when it comes to what's hacking you. What's hexing you? My bad. And I have all the things coming that are going to be coming pretty soon when it comes to the podcast. So just stay tuned. And like I said, do not forget to subscribe to YouTube and also to follow me on Instagram. I hope that you have a magnificent day ahead, and I hope and I pray that you continue to elevate and evolve so you can continue to rise as you should. Until then, deuces.